content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting Spiritually Raw's mission to wake up as many people worldwide and help them on their path to spiritual freedom and global peace. If you like this video, please help us spread the message and give it a thumbs up, share, comment, and subscribe. We're so grateful to those of you who are joining and becoming members of our Patreon channel also and becoming part of this great global movement away from the programming and towards personal enlightenment. We do invite you to access our private community and exclusive Spiritually Raw content at patreon.com/spirituallyraw. So, wow, thank you very much. It's all good to see you all from wherever in the world you're at today. And got another
Hello, exciting guest.
Yeah.
We always have exciting
guests. And so you know the drill by now. So April's going to tell you about the exciting guest. And then we're going to bring on the exciting guest. Then we're just all going to enjoy this, yes?
Right.
Absolutely. All right. All right, good. Everybody's got the housekeeping duties. All right, cool. You're up there.
All right. We have today Paula Vail. She's the founder of Wellness Inspired, and her true passion is to serve, inspire, and support others. Paula was featured on the billboards in New York's Times Square by the Continental Who's Who as the pinnacle professional and featured in Women of Distinction magazine for her achievements in her business and her life.
Is that right?
Yeah, you didn't see Paula Vail.
I saw you show me the picture
on the billboard Times Square.
I have seen that.
Paula was also in the restaurant industry for over 30 years. She's a Reiki master teacher, inspirational speaker, and holds a PhD in people. She's the author of Why Am I So Happy, and also the co-author, along with Oprah Winfrey and Melinda Gates, of America's Leading Ladies Who Positively Impact Our World. Welcome, Paula Vail.
Paula Vail, how are you?
Thank you. Excellent. I am so honored to be with you today.
Yeah,
thank
you know, that, so feeling, that feeling's mutual. So I just want to dive in so we can get our audience to really get a vibe of you, okay? So why are you so happy?
The $1 million question. What is your
Basically, I make that choice every day. You know, and that's really why I picked that title for my book, because I was asked that most of my life. And so it really made me think that I needed to share some of the challenges I faced in my life and realized I really had to fight hard to be happy and make that choice, but I succeeded. So I would say it's a choice. And gratitude has a lot to do with it.
So take us through that journey, because you said every day I make that choice and this is what I do. So can you just help, and especially in today's world, I mean, what people are going through and, you know, we're in
May. Have you been happy over the past month? That's what I want to
know.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm going to get in there too, because I want to ask that too, because in May of 2020, right? So, you know, people are obviously what people are going through with pandemics and stuff like that. So what do you do? Take us through that trigger every morning or whatever that time of day is that says, well, you click it on, and what exactly do you do to affirm that I am so happy and this is going to be a happy day for me?
Yes, it is a struggle right now, but basically what I trigger is what I'm grateful for in my life. And then I look at the things that make me happy. I'm going to give an example of a couple days ago. I met with a friend who's in my age group, you know, in her 60s, and has a little shop. She makes crafts and things. And because of being closed, I went to her and I said, can I get a gift for my daughter for Mother's Day? And I bought something and she said, I can have dinner tonight. I can buy groceries. It just, you know, brought tears. So then when I went home, I thought, what can I do to help? And so I called her and set up a time to meet with her, and I'm gonna go Christmas shopping.
What?
I'm gonna buy
Where are you gonna go do that at?
In her little shop.
Aww. Oh, that's very nice.
To help her out. And then, so really I would say, when I have to make the choice to be happy, the things that make me sad and the challenges, I look at them and I ask myself, what can I do to make a difference, to make a change, or to move through this? And then I do what I can do, and then I really have to let it go, because we can only do what is in our means. And then you just move on and know that it's temporary.
So I'm going to ask you this then, just to get another perspective. So do you believe, you know, that people are born with the ability to really create that and flip that trigger? Or do you believe there's some people that just, they're just not going to get there no matter what life happens, and they just won't, they don't have that happy gene, let's call it?
I believe everyone has that joy inside them that is there. Everyone has that accessible to them. So I am not a rarity. Everyone can find that inner joy that's inside them. They really can.
And do you think gratitude has a lot to do with why you are so happy?
Yes.
And I can say, we've known you for a long time, and I can say I've never once ever heard you down, depressed, gloomy. I mean, you're never negative, Nelly. I mean, it's like unbelievable.
You're really happy. You're the real deal. You're happy.
Yeah, you walk the walk and talk. You talk the talk and walk the walk.
Yeah.
Is that Walk the talk.
I think everybody's trying to say.
I have my moments, like everyone, where my heart's broke, where I'm sad and, you know, I may be crying. But then comes in, okay, what can I do to make a difference there? What can I do? I can be a positive energy for others. I can be caring. I can care about myself. And then comes in that gratitude you mentioned. I really believe if we do something as simple as every morning, think of one thing in our life we're grateful for. It may be the fact we have groceries in our refrigerator. It may be a special pet or a loved one, or, you know, just one thing. When you turn that focus to gratitude, it affects your whole day. It really does.
Do you feel like there's a universe at play here? So when you start putting from your perspective, right? So, you know, when we hear different perspectives on this show, but from Paula Vale's perspective, do you feel like there's a universe at play? So when you put out that, is something giving you something back? Or do you just feel like that's just a part of being that we have to be?
Oh, I totally feel that what we put out and the energy we put out and what we give, we get back tenfold. We really do. When we put out compassion and caring and positive energy, joy, that affects others. It affects people around us. But it also puts that energy out there, and we attract more of that. Mm-hmm. So I believe more things will come into our life that make us joyous and happy, or positive manifestations, or kindness. I really believe that what we put out attracts what we're going to get more of.
Do you think as a global society that we, not necessarily we speaking here right today, but just as a generality of the society, do you think we attracted this pandemic as a society based on thought process?
I don't. I think it's something that came. We may have attracted it with, you know, maybe how the energy we have going on out there, or how we're treating the planet. But I think it's just a challenge coming to us, just like other pandemics and sicknesses have. And we just need to address it. And do what we can to move through it. But I do think the energy, the negativity in the world does make a difference. And that could be one of the things that comes out of negative energy.
So let's talk about something positive. How did yes. you get on Times Square, the boulevard? I could see right above your head, I'm looking, there's a picture and I could see it on the billboard. How did that all come to be?
I still can hardly believe it. And it was like 8 stories. Every time I go to New York City, I go in that coffee shop and get a coffee. But literally, it was when I was featured in the Women of Distinction magazine, and they read the article and they contacted me, said, we'd like to put you in Times Square. It was free, not a penny.
Wow.
They do so many free ones a year. And I didn't ask any questions, how big it's gonna be, anything. My attitude was, I'm just grateful that they're doing this for me. So I sent them the information.
That would make me
and I had people saying, well, how big, where's it gonna be? I don't know, I'm just grateful. All I asked was they send me a picture. I thought it would be an 8x10 in a window.
Yeah.
And when they sent me that picture, literally, I stopped breathing.
That is so cool. That is very, very, very
congratulations.
Cool.
Congratulations. Not too many people can say they're on a billboard in Times Square.
Boy, she can.
And that's why I said not too many people.
Yeah, she can.
You're one of the few.
And my famous dog, Sophie. It made her famous.
Well, isn't that how you started with Reiki? Because of Sophie?
Yes, I started with Reiki for Shotzi, who is behind me. She was a white German shepherd that owned my heart. She was 14. She had a tumor removed, wasn't doing well, couldn't barely walk. And someone said to me, you should learn Reiki. And so that's why I learned Reiki. And it helped her so much. I had her 2 more years.
Wow.
And I fell in love with Reiki. I just absolutely.
You were doing the Reiki on her?
Yes, I was doing Reiki on her all the time. Yes.
So what is that like? Is it just, you know, just you're just putting like okay, so this is Lola, everybody. Lola.
Oh, hi. Only because you're an animal lover.
Yeah.
This is one of 3. We have 2 more.
Yeah, but they're not sitting on their lap because it's just be absolutely ridiculous if they all did right now. But, so what do? Do you just kind of like hover the hands right on top? Like how do you do that with the animal? Do you put the hands like that over there?
Yeah, and you can even be a few feet away. I actually have clients that bring their dogs and their cats, and they'll get a session, and then we give the animal a session. But yeah, you can start out with just a few feet away. I have a few rescues. Well, I have 4 dogs, and now my husband is big dog, but I have, you know, rescues that it really made a difference on for them to, you know, accept me and go. And Sophie, my dog in Times Square, she was a rescue. She'd been beat terribly.
Oh, that's horrible.
That is awful. I can't even.
Paula, hold
but
that
the
thought.
Animals love
hold
it.
That. Paula, hold that thought for us, if you could. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back, everybody. More with Paula. Okay. Inside, everybody.
Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very much. We are with the lovely Paula Vale. And we were just talking about Sophie, her pup, and how she does Reiki with her. So let's get back into that a bit. So can you share with us? So you're able to do that as Reiki on your animal, yes?
Yes.
And then is it just, and I don't want to minimize it because I know there's a lot of people that go through courses and classes on it, but what's the principle of it? Can you share that with us?
It's basically life force energy and connecting with that. I also call it a prayer modality.
Okay.
You know, you connect with source, God, whatever you want to call it. And this life force energy, we're just basically a conduit. It comes through to the person, the animal, the plant. Oh, what plants? Plants love it. All of that.
You can eat your plants?
Yes.
It's living things.
Oh, that's interesting.
You have like an 800% growth spurt.
Whoa.
If you do Reiki on a plant, it has an 800% growth spurt?
Is it like once a day, once a week? How often do you Reiki the plant?
And then what do you do?
I was doing about once a week. When I first learned Reiki, I read that. I did a lot of research because it's actually also very scientific, you know, our energy. And I read that about plants, and I've always had a brown thumb, not a green thumb.
Me too.
So I started raking the plants in my living room. You should see them. They just grow into each other across the room. They just went, wow.
Can you give us an example? Like, what are you doing to the plants that are making them grow extraordinary? Like,
Reikis. That's what she's saying.
I understand that, but are you talking to them? Is it all hands?
Just having the Reiki activated and sending them that energy. And then also, you can Reiki your water.
I've heard that.
Water the plants.
That was great.
They say after 5 minutes, Reiki changes the molecular structure of the water. It's all so fascinating.
It sounds fascinating. Yeah, so what do you do with it, though? Do you just, you're sending an energy from whatever... Mm-hmm. From wherever, right?
From, yeah.
Okay, just kind of channeling it through you, through them.
Wow.
And how long, in terms of time, 1 minute, 5 minutes, a half, how long do you have to Reiki the plants?
I usually would do like 5 minutes. Yeah, but that's even if you just do a minute, it's something. It's a benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. What are those in the house that we have? What are they?
The lucky bamboo.
I mean, if you kill a lucky bamboo, you might as well just hang it up.
And she almost killed him.
No, that's the one thing I haven't.
She almost kills a lucky bamboo. Talk about a brown thumb.
No, that's not the only thing I haven't killed. Everything else, though, is so awful. So I'm going to try that.
Try it and see what happens. Yeah. And we report back.
I will.
We report back. Okay, so listen, I want to get back into this now. So let's get into this whole Reiki thing. But before you did Reiki, you were an entrepreneur, a restaurant owner, yeah?
Yes, long time. I started working there, going to college, and I had life all figured out. I was going to be an accountant. But I fell in love with the restaurant and taking care of my customers. Then I became the manager, and then I bought it. And I share an amazing story in my book about how I bought the restaurant. Hmm. And it was amazing. But I loved it. I've always felt I have a server's heart. And so I really enjoyed my restaurant years. It was just, and then when I had children, my kids worked in the restaurant with me. And it was really fantastic.
Were you glad to be out of the industry, though, when you did it? Or was it just, did you know that, okay, it's a different chapter of my life. I want to try to see what else is out there kind of thing?
There's days I still regret it.
Yeah?
I sold it. I loved it. Because my daughter would be running it now. And
are you thinking about opening another one?
No. That time's over. But it was one of those, my husband had passed away. My brother passed away suddenly, and it was like, you know, you work so many hours when you own a restaurant. We sat like 200 people. Wow. And I just said to myself, maybe it's time. And that's when I sold it. And then I went, oh my gosh, no, I need people, you know, because I love chatting with. So I went and applied, had my first interview of my life at 40 for a receptionist job with a builder, and they're saying, you know, well, you won't go anywhere other than receptionist. Oh good, you know, because I'd been the boss. I didn't like firing people. I'd cry. But, you know, and a receptionist should have a good personality. And I said, I wake up happy every day. I got the job, and they were wonderful.
Always been this happy? Again, circling back to that, has this been like this since you, even from the years that you can remember early on?
Yes, and this is why. Even though I've had challenges like being bullied in junior high, I didn't even take my coat off one year. I was real thin. It was Jack the Ripper, Paula the Zipper, things like that. But I was a premature baby, less than 3 pounds.
Wow.
Not supposed to survive the night.
Oh my God.
And I did. So I have always been grateful for my life. I felt God wanted me to live. And I'm going to appreciate it and be a good energy in the world. So really, I think that's had a lot to do with my attitude.
So we have a show called Spiritually Raw, right? So just to tie in that spiritual component, in case you didn't remember, but to tie in that spiritual component, do you feel like, you know, maybe you weren't supposed to be born? Do you feel in your mind that you made a decision to enter into this thing? Or how do you feel you were created from that aspect? And I don't mean from a creator per se, but do you feel like you were given a choice whether you could have went back to wherever you were came from or to enter into this world?
Well, I believe we have many lives, and I really believe we do make choices of the life that we're going to go into. And so I might have been making a choice there. But I also believe that the choice I made, it was important, and I do believe I had God, the angels, you know, behind me, and that's a big reason that I survived. But yeah, I do believe we kind of have I call it our soul planner.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, is with us in every lifetime, and my soul planner was, I'm sure, a part of me surviving and being in the life I am now, in the physical body.
Any regrets?
No, no.
This is your journey and you're sticking to it.
As we get older, we get wiser and we can think about, well, I wish I'd made this decision then or done something different. But that's, I think, part of life and learning lessons and growing.
So how did you come to co-author with Oprah and Melinda Gates?
That's a great example of my just saying yes to manifestation. I was not looking for it. I didn't know the book was being created. And I got a call from the producer, publisher, writer putting it together one day. And she said, I have one spot left in this book. And someone sent me your website. Would you be interested in being one of the co-authors? And I, at that time, I was writing my Why Am I So Happy book. Wow. So I themed my article to my book. So that's how that happened. And that was fantastic. I mean, Deepak Chopra's daughter is in it. I mean, the amazing women in that book is something else. So it seeked me out. And
congratulations
to you. Thank you for being such a testament to really how to get through the other side of all these things that many people experience in life. So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing your moments with us. That is Paula Vale, everybody. So Paula, can you leave our audience with some words of wisdom and also let everybody know how they can find out more about you and how they can support what you got going on?
All righty. My website is wellnessinspired.com. You can learn a lot about me there. And I would just say, take every day as a gift and realize how awesome you are and celebrate your uniqueness and realize that it's your choice every day to be happy and look at the positive or to be negative and be unhappy. That's our choice. It's not the choice of others. And celebrate that power that we control our thoughts, and our emotions. It's really a beautiful gift. And we all have joy inside us. We are all beautiful and special in our own way. And celebrate that uniqueness.
Celebrate that uniqueness. Thank you very much. That's Paula Vale, everybody. Paula, we'd love to have you back on again. We'd love to have you back on. Give us a nice little cosmic cup of coffee right there. Hey, everybody, listen, this is a great show again. Well, and I hope you tune in again, and I hope you enjoyed it, because we most certainly did on this end, right?
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.